For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Singing Christmas carols right from the end of November. It should be part of our worship songs so that we get used to it and we get come out of the rustiness of Christmas. Amen. Well, for carol services, we don't really preach much, so I'm just going to share a little scripture and then we'll share the grace and we'll be gone home. Is that all right? Let us pray. Father, thank you so much. I want you to just particularly close your eyes, lift up your hands, and just begin to thank God that another Christmas has come and you are still alive, blessed, healthy. You may not have everything that you wish for, you hope for, that you wanted in 2018, but it's still a blessing to be alive. So just thank God, bless him. There's an old song which says, count your blessings, name them one by one, and see how much God has done for you. I believe that God has done a lot for us. So thank him, bless him. Thank him even for the things that you think did not work out well, and give him praise and give him glory. Oh, we adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. Yes, thank you so much for everything that you have done for us in 2018. Thank you, Lord, that we went through the whole year and yet another Christmas has come upon us. We are grateful. We are grateful. Oh, somebody ought to be grateful. Somebody ought to be grateful. Somebody ought to be grateful. I tell you, if God could reveal to you the things that he's delivered you from unknowingly, you'll be very grateful. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Oh, you are good. You are good. You are good. Your mercies endure forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for taking us through things. Some we did not understand and they felt unpleasant. But tonight we want to obey you. And we want to say, even according to your word, that all things work together for our good. And in all things we should be thankful, because this is your will for us. Therefore, Lord, we lift up our eyes, we lift up our hands, and we say, to you be the praise, to you be the glory, to you be the honor for great things you have done. The fact that we have seen yet another Christmas, and thank you that we shall see many more Christmases to your glory. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. In fact, why don't you get up from your seat and wish somebody a Merry Christmas? Not Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Not Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas. All right, you can come back to your seats now. Amen. Please come back to your seats. Amen. So tonight, in just 5-10 minutes, I don't like giving time to what I share, because when I say 5, then it becomes 20. But I promise you, weekday services, some of you don't come for Wednesday services, but we don't stay here beyond 9. So by 9, we'll be sharing the grace. I promise you. All right? So I want to just ask you the question tonight, that why Christmas? Why did Christ come into this world? Why was Christ born? Why did Christ appear? Why Christmas? Amen. You know, people sometimes get confused about Christmas. And historically, it said that Christmas is actually a heathen thing, isn't it? The date. But to me, it doesn't matter. You know, I can choose to celebrate my birthday any day. I can choose 1st January to be my birthday and celebrate it. That is how I see it. So Christmas, it may mean different things to different people, but for me and for you and for Christians, it should mean happy birthday, Jesus Christ. Because we are celebrating the day that Jesus Christ was born. So the question again is, why did Christ come? I mean, Christ did not come so that you would have a lot of food on 24th and 25th and 26th. Christ did not come so that you would get red dresses to wear for Christmas parties. I hope you're all coming for the Christmas party. Yeah, I hear some people are already ironing their nice red and black dresses. It won't be easy. But that is not why Christ came. There's a reason why Christ came. You know, sometimes we can easily confuse the purpose for something for another thing. You see, when you go to work, okay, the purpose for you going to work is not to get fringe benefits. The purpose for you to go to work is actually to work and to do what your boss wants. Your pay is a reward for the work. And your fringe benefits is extra added benefits that you get for working in a particular place. Some places have it more than other places. So Christ came for a reason. There's a particular reason why Christ came. He showed up for a reason. Don't be confused about it. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be confused about it. And let me show you two verses in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. We'll read from verse 7. 1 John 3 and verse 7. We'll read 7 and 8 and then we are done. No more scriptures. It says, little children, let no man deceive you. Okay? Don't be deceived. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be deceived.
Don't be deceived.
And don't be confused. Confused about what? So now he's telling us. It says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. I mean, this is not the subject of the evening, but it's worth talking about it. It says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. You know, we are made the righteousness of God in Christ. We are made. When the day you receive Christ, you are made the righteousness. But you got to maintain that righteousness by doing right. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Then verse 8. There should have been a but there, because it's compare and contrast. He that committed sin is of the devil. Remember, this passage started with, don't be deceived. In other words, there's no two ways about it. There's no way around it. He that committed sin is of the devil. Let's look at the Amplified version of 1 John 3:8. We'll come back to the King James. It says, but he who commits sin, into bracket, who practices evil doing is of the devil. Go back to the King James, please. So, what the Bible is talking about here is somebody who practices sin. It's your habit. You live in it. In fact, you confess before you even do it. You kneel down and say, Lord, the thing that I'm about to do, forgive me, O Lord. And then you go ahead and do it. Okay? It's not talking about somebody who intentionally commits or who unintentionally commits sin. Yeah. Because we do a lot of, how many of you realize that we do a lot of wrong things that we are not even aware? Oh, yeah. Even as you are sitting here, maybe you would have sinned. That's why when you come before the Lord, it's always good to confess. Amen. Isn't it? And ask God to cleanse you. We sin so unconsciously. Sometimes we lie. You lie even without knowing that you've lied. How many of you have lied before? If some of you are lying that you have not lied before. Yeah, I've lied before. And I may have lied. I don't even know I lied. Isn't it? Yeah. So he's talking about the one who practices sin. And he says, when you practice sin, you are of the devil. Because when you become born again, the Bible says that the seed of God abideth in you and you cannot sin. Even when you try, it won't work. Yeah, it will not work. All right? So he that doeth righteousness is righteous, isn't it? As he is righteous. But he that committed sin is of the devil. Then he says, for the devil sinned from the beginning. Then now he tells us the purpose for Christmas. Amen. Very simple. He said, for this purpose, this is the reason why Christ came into the world. You know, I remember in the past, we've had arguments about you know, we joke and argue about that. What was more important, the birth of Christ or the death of Christ? He had to be born to die. So I don't know whether we can even separate the two. They are together. You can't die when you have not been born. There's nothing that is ever died that was not born. So you have to be born to die. So God is showing us here that this is the purpose for which Christ came. And what is that purpose? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Let's look at the Amplified version again. Verse 8. It says, the reason the Son of God was made manifest, visible, born, was to undo, into brackets, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works of the devil, or the works the devil has done. This is Christmas. This is Christmas. You see, if you are from the part of the world that I come from, or the country that I come from, every Christmas, in fact, at least for the past 2 years that I've noticed, they bring out songs. Have you heard the latest song in Ghana about Christmas? Okay, maybe we'll put it on the platform. Every year there's a song. Last year it was something about Fanta, Jollof Rice. And this year is another one. My true love said to me, and then very funny. Maybe I'll play it for you on Sunday. Yeah. And then the person will sing and then mention different kinds of, you know, food. That is not Christmas. You see, so during Christmas, we should actually be rejoicing and happy that the works of the devil are loosened. The works of the devil are dissolved. the works of the devil are destroyed. That is what we should be rejoicing about, because that is why Christ came. Yeah. And if you are born again, you're a Christian, and you are not experiencing any of these things, and sin still has a hold of you, see, let me tell you something. Sin is the basic problem. That is the underlying cause for everything. Yeah. When you study the Bible, you see that in the beginning, they used to live 900 years. Can you imagine? 900 years. In fact, they even start having babies after like 100. It's like when you are 100, 200 years, you are now matured to have babies. Yeah. Until sin entered, and then it reduced. Now it's 70. Anything else is addition. Amen. So I want to challenge you as we celebrate this Christmas, that have that mind. Don't misunderstand. Don't be deceived. Don't misunderstand why Christ came. Understand why he came. He came so that we will be set free. He came so that the devil would not have any authority over us. He came so that the devil's works on our lives, which basically I'm saying underlying is sin, is broken. It's broken. I said it's broken. In Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. And you have the victory over the enemy. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Bow down your heads as we close. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Tonight, if you are here and perhaps you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have Christmas the way it should be, and tonight you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to start off with Christ. Or number two, you are here and perhaps you started with Christ, but you are no more with Christ. You are not close to him as you should. I want to challenge you and I want to encourage you tonight to give your life to him or rededicate your life to him so that you would walk on this path that he set for you. The main reason why he came, and I tell you that you would begin to see victory and overcoming in your life. Anybody like that here, every head bowed, every eye closed. Take this chance and I'll pray with you. Anybody here like that? I'll slip up your hand. All right, I want us all to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into this world. This is the reason you came, that the devil's work might be destroyed. I receive you today as my Lord, my Savior, the destroyer of the devil's work on my life. I rededicate my life to you. Lord, let it be a new beginning this Christmas. And may I walk closer with you more than ever. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. All right. We're in church, so we'll take an offering. Is that a good idea? Don't forget Christmas.